This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm John Idstein. Today we're following reaction to two unrelated but high-profile resignations, one from government service and the other from service to the U.S. Catholic Church. We begin with Henry Kissinger, the Bush administration's top choice, to lead an independent commission investigating the September 11th terrorist attacks. Yesterday, the former Secretary of State resigned from that appointment. Mr. Kissinger said settling concerns about potential business conflicts would make it impossible for him to begin work for the commission as soon as is required. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
It was with great praise that President Bush named Henry Kissinger to the 9/11 Commission chairmanship on the day before Thanksgiving, clearly pleased that he'd found someone of Kissinger's stature.
Dr. Kissinger will bring broad experience, clear thinking, and careful judgment to this important task. Mr. Secretary, thank you for returning to the service of your nation.
On that day, Kissinger, too, seemed all set to tackle the job.
It means a great deal to me as somebody who grew up in New York to contribute to the finding of these facts and to the bringing out of all these facts. But this is not a matter simply for New York. It is a matter for all of America.
But Kissinger remains a controversial figure, and there were questions about having him in this role of concern were his record as a foreign policy advisor in the Nixon and Ford administrations during the Vietnam era, as well as his fondness for government secrecy. Some questioned whether, as head of this commission, he would aggressively probe for government failures that contributed to the success of the terror attacks. Yet another area of concern was his work as a consultant to multinational clients around the world. Kissinger insisted from the outset that there were no conflicts of interest, and the White House backed him up. But congressional Democrats wanted full disclosure of his client list. Some members of the group representing families of victims of 9/11 also expressed that view. Kissinger met with some of those representatives this week in New York, and the subject of his business relationships did come up. Then, yesterday, in a surprise move, he informed the White House of his decision to resign. He said resolving the disclosure issue would take too much time, that it would require him to liquidate his consulting firm, Kissinger Associates, and that all of this would significantly delay the start of the commission's work. In a statement, the president accepted the resignation with regret. He promised to quickly select a new chairman. Stephen Push, a leader in the group Families of September 11th, had this reaction.
It's very disturbing. My immediate reaction was shock. And my next reaction was this is a great opportunity for the right person to get this job, because even though we were prepared to work with Dr. Kissinger, we never felt he was the right person for the job.
Kissinger is the second appointee to the commission to resign. Former Senator George Mitchell was the Democrats' pick to be vice chairman. He also stepped down this week, saying the workload would be too much. Several other seats remain vacant. The commission is supposed to complete its work in 18 months. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.